Hello. Massive well done for the work that you're doing on this song. It sounds awesome and it's really good for your voice. It's a really good challenge vocally. So there's a few things in there that I've listed on the vocal lesson pack for today, for this week, even. So I'm just going to talk you through them because I appreciate, obviously, sometimes just seeing it written out, you might not necessarily understand how I'm intending it. So, the first point, I'm just going to go through these points and then I'm just going to explain a couple of things we need to do. So, the first thing I've put here is just be careful with the phrase. The second time you sing the pre-chorus, the first time you sing turn around. So, let me show you what I mean with your recording. It's the second time you sing it, the first pre-chorus. Oh, it's exactly here, right? To tear me down. It's this around. Oh, tell me, can you turn around? So I'm not sure if you heard there, just as you were singing, turn around. We had turn around. So you took a breath in the middle of that word. So just be careful that that doesn't happen. Because what we're aiming for is a really nice polished sound. And by breathing in the middle of a word or a phrase, what happens is it becomes just something that we need to focus on and tidy up, really, because otherwise it doesn't have that connected sound, polished sound that we're aiming for. So just make sure when you're singing the pre-chorus, turn around, we've got that nice clear turn around. You do it the first time, so you can do it and you 100% have got that. It's just to make sure that I'm highlighting that for the second time you sing it, so that it's nice and connected. So the next point I put on here is that I've changed your warm-up, so you can see step three in your vocal lesson pack, you can see that I've changed the warm-ups just to vowels. The slide to a fifth exercise that I put in last week as a new exercise to try, and I've said here, just make sure that you're keeping the sound as smooth as possible. So the same instruction that I would give you for the umming and ahhing exercise. So when you do just be careful when you're singing that exercise that it is as smooth as you would do your umming and ahhing exercise. So there's no breath, it's not ha, ha, or any air coming through that shouldn't be there. So make sure you're practicing that exercise in that way. And then the third exercise of your warm-up, I've now added a new one to help with the lower notes. So this exercise is called ooh, ee, ooh, downwards. So what that means is you are following the scale in a downward direction instead of a normal warm-up that we've been doing so far in your lessons where we've been moving up the scale. We're actually going to be moving down the scale on this exercise, which is going to really help with the lower notes in this song and will help to strengthen that range. Now, something to note that I have put in the pack as well is that this exercise goes quite low, and I'm not expecting you to reach the lowest of the lowest notes, because it's I want to say it's impossible, but it's quite unlikely that any female voice will be able to hit this, the lowest note in this exercise, because it is designed for all sort of voice types, but it's designed to bring designed for a different purpose for different voice types. So this, for you, I'm going to say you'll probably get sort of to halfway, which might be four or five steps, but that's fine. Just go as low as you possibly can comfortably and start to adapt the way you're singing this, so that you're maybe softening the sound as you're getting lower, so that you're getting the notes and you're making the most of those, you know, those stretches that you're singing. So I'm going to show you now just a demonstration of this exercise to help kind of work on the steps as you're singing. Let me show you. Right, here we go. I'm just going to stop talking and show you. Right, so ooh, ee, ooh, downwards. Here we go. So this is it. So you can hear those steps as you're singing, as you're stepping down the scale. So you've got the first one, which is, here we go, let's go back a step. Oh, sorry, that was the second one. Here we go. So you're stepping down the scale. So just make sure that the steps are as clear as possible. Again, that you don't have any of that breathing, those breathing points coming through halfway through a phrase. So, ooh wee ooh wee ooh, keep it nice and smooth. Ooh wee ooh wee ooh, and make the shapes. Ooh wee ooh wee ooh, 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 ooh wee ooh wee ooh. And that's probably the lowest I can go. So that's probably, yeah, it's about halfway in that exercise. So comfortably, I could possibly do one more, but that's what I mean. There's still sort of half of the exercise to go and more of the scale. So if you can go as low as possible, then that will be perfect. So that was the next point. So just try and practice that exercise as much as possible before you're singing the song. The next point on the vocal lesson pack for this week is in the chorus, be careful that there isn't air coming through on the phrase, my love, my love, my love. Okay, so let me show you in reference to your recording that you sent through. Here we go. This is a bit I mean.
I said I was good enough. If only I could wake you up, my love, my love, my love, my love.
So it's just those sections where we've got my love, my love, my love, my love. Now, we've got to be really careful because the M sound naturally, I don't know if you remember me saying this to you previously in lessons, where we've got the M and the N sound sit very much within the nasal cavity. So we've got to be really careful when we're creating those sounds that we don't keep that sound there, which is why we have to make the shapes as big as we can using the platform of, you know, the back of the throat, the muscles there, which is why we do retraction, the space, the mouth, the jaw, everything that we're using to get the sound across and a clear vocal delivery. So when we sing the my love, my love, my love, we've got to be careful that we don't get that sound. My love, my love. Because it's very easy for that to happen with the M sound. So it's actually a really tricky phrase. So when you're practicing this, make sure you just are aware of how that is traveling, how that sound is traveling. My love. So just now try my love. Try that with me. Ready? Go. My love. And almost try to get the my as smooth as possible. So my love, so we don't have we don't have the sort of temptation to do my love or my, like pushing through that sound. So that hopefully will help. So just try that one more time with me, or repeat after me. So just try my love, just keep it really smooth. Ready, go. So hopefully that will help to keep that really smooth for you. The next point on here I've put, we need to open the vowel shapes on the stay a while, on the phrase stay a while. So where we, won't you stay a while? If we're not careful, what will happen is that will just get quite restricted, and the actual words will become very restricted in the delivery. So we want to get the real open space on the stay a while. So it's the very ending of the chorus. Won't you stay a while? Make sure you get the A and the I. Stay a while. So can you just repeat after me? We're just going to do the A and the I vowel. A, I. Try that. Ready? Go. A, I. That's it, one more time. A-I. And then now we're going to add the shapes of the words back in. Stay a while. And we almost open that as we're opening the next shape, and we A and I, we slide into that sound. So stay a while. So ready, try that with me. Ready, go. Stay a while. There you go. So hopefully that will help you to highlight that phrase and just keep it nice and open so that you've got that end of the chorus as clear as possible every time you sing it. So the next point on here I've put, some of the words are being restricted so they're not coming through as clearly as they could. Okay, so what I mean by that is that when you are singing, and I say to you, normally in class I'd say to you, okay, make the shapes as big as you can, make sure that the words are really, really clear. That still applies obviously even now for every piece that we do. So we just need to make sure we're keeping our awareness up about the shapes that we're singing when we're singing them. There was a section that we just lost. It's every so often in this piece we're losing some of the phrasing, so the words aren't as clear, which just then sort of muffles the whole sound. So we just need to be aware of that. I know I do say this a lot, but making the shapes is something we should always do. So just that's kind of a general note for the whole song rather than like one specific section. So if you can make sure that you're really working hard on making the shapes as much as possible when you're singing this song, so that all the sounds are really clear. And then if I still hear any moments, I'll highlight certain phrases in the next pack when I've heard you sing that through. Okay, so then I've asked, oh, sorry, I've explained on there that I've put a voice note on a playlist, which is the one that you're listening to now. So in the warm-ups, just make sure when you're looking through the warm-ups in the next section and you're listening after you've listened to this, make sure you do the warm-ups in the order that I've listed them. So vowels first, then slide to a fifth, and then ooh-wee-oo downwards. And then, yeah, the next part of the pack is just to rehearse your piece. So start by singing everything through until the end of the first chorus. So sing all the way up to the end of the first chorus, and then make sure that you're happy with the notes that I've given and that you're happy that you've adjusted as needed. And then, as I said, you have listened to this point, this voice note already, and hopefully by that point you will have gone through those little sections with me on this voice note. And then I'd like you to sing the song the whole way through and record your voice note for this week's pack, and just see if any of those things have sort of tweaked to just bring out that kind of more polished sound that I've been talking about in this voice note. Right, well done. If you have any questions, make sure you add them to the bottom of the pack in your vocalist notes page, in the any feedback or any questions section. It'd be good to know how you're getting on with the new warm-up, so do let me know about the slide to a fifth and the ooey-oo downwards, how you're getting on with those. Yeah, other than that, keep going, doing what you're doing. And I will speak to you soon. Bye.